Tune in to the Family Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, I think I'm on. I think I made it. Let me double check. I haven't checked in chat yet. I'm actually on. I did not think I was going to be on tonight. I think it's connected. It wouldn't switch over for me. I was late. In a way, 1 minute-ish, 2 minutes-ish. But then I still had to get my water, but it wasn't switching. The Skype wasn't switching the last icon to the studio. So it kind of screwed me up. Anyway, I made it. It's a laundry day and night and a whole bunch of things. Really cool. Horizon, crescent, moon, twilight zone scene. Oh, it was awesome. Awesome. I need my old cameras. I would have put that in chat if I was able. My back's kind of killing me right now. I'm hot because washing all my extra clothes, my extra ones that I haven't done in a while, the ones I pulled out from damaged totes again. Not since the last time I said damaged totes that I know of. But some of the clothes that were ruined, technically ruined, I pulled out to wash and to wear. And they kind of fit better and a little warmer. Some of them don't really matter that much. Some are very matter much. Like Patrick Kennedy's suit from like the 60s or something. It was perfect until like a month ago. And now it's ruined. My three-piece suits and a whole bunch of $500 worth of damage. Bam! Overnight. But I'm glad it wasn't some of the free energy stuff or my good jackets if they aren't ruined. also at least one, maybe from the 60s, 70s, something like that. One that's irreplaceable, already has some mold damage. And the inside lining is okay, I can deal with. And then another nice jacket. I'm going to be really pissed if they get ruined, because one is wool. And with the nice outer brown tan layer kind of coat. Anyway, welcome back to another episode, an episodic episode of not Dreamer, but Argon. Welcome back to Argon. The show is Argon. I am Bill Grant, your host, the Dreamer, who also does Dreamer tomorrow night. So it's another 10 to midnight show. Studio B this time. Tomorrow will be A. But it is finally the 13th. We're just about halfway through winter. And a lot of you will be thanking God for that. And, oh man, I only have water tonight, but thank God I have water compared to many people in the world who have nothing, or in a desert, or in a tundra, and all kinds of things, right? Hell, I mean, I've thanked God for being able to drink snow and ice. And even if it was yellow at certain times, I would have maybe had to think about it. But the problem is with that, see, yellow could not only be from humans, but from cats and dogs. And because I did laundry tonight, I had to do laundry. In other words, because I did laundry, that was the cause for me to have to do more laundry. What I mean is the damn cat peed on my freaking blanket, the underlayers, because there was no upper layers covering it. Cat never peed on it before. Well, like the rat went there before, and I guess it smelled the rat in this artificial wool-like blanket. It seems like everything wants to pee on it and, like, jizz on it. Like the rat, I caught the rat humping my hat that I turned into a neck ring that I need to sleep on as a pillow to add to the thickness of my pillow. So life's weird. And that came out, you know, no odd smells. But, I mean, I did extra laundry. Now it can be a lot warmer. Now I'm in layers. See, it's best to take as much as you can as early as you can. And anyway, the full date will be January 13th, 2024. We've made it to 2024, which is, you know, kind of good and kind of bad. It's going to be good for some people, like the rich. Particular select people, like me. And most people are going to go to hell. And a lot of people that think they're going to finally make it to heaven, so to speak, and I'm just being figurative. A lot of people who are not so bad people, not terrible bad at all, you're going to hell anyway. See, that's what you don't understand. That's what I keep trying to warn you about, why it's so dire to make such rapid, hard changes right now. We've all been given like a millennia and a million years to catch up to where we're supposed to be caught up to. You're given so much time. If you take too much time, you drop back to hell. And it's because you could have done a whole hell of a lot more, but kind of just tepidly moseyed along. Now, you're under, you know, mental, financial warfare and psychological, social conditioning. Doesn't matter. There's no excuses. There is a partial excuse. You'll be given credit for that. We're all going to make it, like I always say. But certain types of people, remember, everything is divided in half. It's equal and opposite. And certain good, average, tepid people who are not geniuses but are okay, help out when they can, get you some good Christmas gifts, put on a good, you know, cooking show for the holidays, hosted a great party, it doesn't matter. One half of them are going forward, and the other half are dropping back to hell. It's all a facade layer on how good we think we are and how good we actually are. Same with me. It all applies to me. I've always applied it to myself since my whole life. And I gave it all. I gave it all. I sacrificed and risked it all for everybody. And basically the world stopped me, not the government. The world did. There's too much friction in the world, too many people just don't put enough effort into moving forward. Now, at least half of you listening probably are, probably did. You may not be officially geniuses. You may not have invented anything. But I know a lot of you would have had you not had the resistance and the social conditioning and the TV downgrading and all that happened to you. The other people are perfectly happy with it. And they really like ignorance and just think it's just perfectly fine. Now you're going to hell. They're going to hell. I mean, they're going to hell. I mean, they're going to be going through such torture. It's not funny. I don't care how nice of an old lady you think you know. I don't care who it is. I don't care how nice of an old lady you are. One half of you are dropping back. One half of you are going forward. Now, going forward doesn't mean what you think it does. It doesn't mean you're going to heaven. It means you're not going to go through all the torturous hell. A lot of people just basically caused and brought on themselves. A, basically because they might just directly be a criminal. Two, because they're just lazy, mental lazy hacks. Just stupid. You just didn't catch up enough. Hey, you're trying, you did try. You are trying. Doesn't matter. If you don't make the cut, you're dropping back to hell. You're going to hell. You're going to have many, 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 like thousands or a billion future lifetimes to come. I'm not going to see you for a billion or billions of years again. Probably not less than a million. But who knows? I might be with you. I don't want to be. I really want to be out of here. I really don't want to leave my loved ones. I really do want to help them and stay back for those who kind of need the help, who deserve it. Only those who deserve it. People who listen to this show and other shows on Revolution Radio, and especially the donors, really are the only ones who are kind of the middle ground who would more likely deserve. If you're stuck here on the planet in the future, and the future is going to go through a lot of hell in general, you'll still be in better off condition. Like I always say, you'll still have less of a hell by far, or you won't really have hell. But you're not going to have heaven either. It's really going to be a doldrum. Push on through. Okay, you learned your lesson. This is all you can do. You're doing all you can do. And you're only going to be able to do what you're going to be able to do, and you know it. You're kind of stuck in the middle. Now, depending on that group, that ends up getting split down the middle. Eventually, there's a final decision for you, that group, of who drops back to just going to hell. I mean, go to hell for thousands of years, not less than 10 to 100 lifetimes or 10,000 lifetimes. 10,000 more hellish lifetimes of you don't remember who you are. You go through all the same social struggles, fights, you get stolen from, your house burns down, you burn in a fire alive. Do you want to risk a single thing happening like that? Even risk if you steal so much or use someone to the point at all? If you do a single evil wrong deed, it is very close for you. You're just going to have to rehash all the lifetimes you've just gone through since you were a cave person. All the barbarian acts of war and people stabbing each other with swords and cutting each other's heads off and going and being captured and burned at the stake for being a witch. That's it, baby. Get ready for it. Doesn't matter. I don't care how nice you are. I don't care how nice you're trying to be. In fact, the more nice you're trying to be as a solution to not have to fight the government and do all that it really needs taking, to rebel, to learn spiritually, scientifically, physically, perfect, completely perfect finances, have great wisdom to offer others, not tepid, stupid wisdom for 13-year-olds that you would give to adults. You know, basically, kind of going off track, I did want to talk about Yemen, Mike Adams stuff, And, you know, a little side note, like, you know, one of the reasons why, like, when you're on the highway or anywhere on any road, you know, one of the main reasons they intentionally screw roads up and don't build things right, aside from what you already know, a lot of the listeners here would know, is just to get you stuck in traffic. First, to just slow you down. It just take up your time. Doesn't matter if it's only an hour out of your life. But really, it's to settle into your subconscious the feeling of not necessarily helplessness. It is itself a chilling effect, and it adds to what the TV does to you and everything else around you. It adds to the doldrum of life and the sinking feeling, the chilling effect of slowing you down and just being used to things, just having things not perfect and things going wrong and at least a slight feeling of helplessness, or that's how it is. That's just how it is. It slows your brain down. It actually slows your brain down. The purpose is to slow down your brain and to reduce your thinking ability. See, that's the depth you need to be thinking of. That's the purpose. That's probably more important than anything else. It still puts you in an, it gets you either dulled down or super angry and causes more friction in society. And it makes you late and lose your job. And it causes social friction if you're late for a date or getting back to your wife where you promised you're going to be on time this time. Or I'm going to make it this time to your son and daughter. No, I'll be there this time. You can trust me this time. I will. I'm off the drugs. I'm not an alky anymore. Not completely. No. Now you didn't make it. Probably got a divorce over it, didn't you? Well, eventually it led to you losing your home, and some people had to kill themselves for it. Or, you know, it causes friction. The secret of life is getting a glide path, cutting a nice smooth path through life, but you don't want it too easy, because the easier it is, the less adversity. You needed some adversity. You need a kind of good equilibrium. Some stimulation to overcome, to force you to think and to force you to be the one to come up with a solution to any problem. That's actually the secret of life. You must have problems to solve, and you must actually solve them. You have to, or it'll cost you your life. And that's the final secret of life, is everything will cost you, will cause your death. Every single thing. Every wrong thing, every imperfect thing, no matter what it is that you think, feel, or do, or don't do, will be the reason you die. And you're going to keep dying forever until you get everything right. But we're all going to get the chances to keep getting it right, and we're all going to get it right. So right now, you need to make a choice. Every time you hear something like this, it doesn't mean recoil, because that proves you're an ignorant dumbass. That proves you're an idiot. That proves you did the wrong reaction. That proves you're going backwards. If you can handle life and handle criticism and you let things roll off your back when you should, not when you shouldn't. Sometimes you should overreact and react and certain. You have to know when. I don't know all the times to do it or not to do it. But it's good to hedge your bets with, you know, trying to stay calm, keeping your head cool. And just trying to take it and handle it and consider, hell, they might be right. They just might be freaking right. It, you know, who knows? It doesn't matter. It's what they think for the moment. Let them believe what they want. Let them fail. People need failure. They need it. In order to succeed, you need to fail. In order to deserve to succeed, you need to fail first. And you really need it to boost your confidence the right way for the right reason for when you actually finally overcome. Then you deserve your little super confident lifestyle. Stop being confident about yourself and your beliefs. Most of them are dumbass shit. They're usually wrong. In other words, if it's an average belief or settlement into life, if you're just coasting along and just usually the kind of advice or simple preconditioned beliefs everyone has, or they're just operating on, they're not necessarily believe it, settled in on it. You're just going to go with it and not change. That's usually bad advice. Or it's certainly not going to make the world change. So everything's going to, A, things either get better or they fall apart. They're only kind of stuck in the middle for a brief moment. And it's like probably Merlin or someone along those lines said, you know, fleeting moments. And they're just moments, fleeting moments. And that means everything. That means not just like a moment of power, or sorcery power, or a moment of fame, or a moment of being seen as somebody worthy of being part of the crowd, just as being noted as actually being good or skillful or being given credit for teaching somebody a skill. They're just moments. It's just a back and forth pendulum motion from extreme to extreme, in that it's only at the intermediary for an instant, just a brief moment. And that means everything. Fortune and fame, lottery winnings if you do. Usually that would be a negative karmic loss to you anyway. You really probably shouldn't win the lottery if you know what to do with money, if you know exactly what to do with money and why. And it would be like scientific research or help certain groups that deserve it. Most groups do not deserve things across the board. Not in the public eye kind of thing. Not the kind of stuff you see on the news. you don't want to be a virtue signaler. You do want to help. You don't want to do the typical thing. Now, people will keep talking about, I'm going to help the veterans. I'm going to help the soldiers. I'm going to help the veterans. I'm going to help the soldiers. I'm going to help the homeless. Now, you should help the homeless and some veterans. The veterans already got paid. And they're already going to get paid. And they do get free medical. It doesn't matter that it's perfect or imperfect. It's free, and it should not be free. You go to war if you really believe in the war, and that's it. And you do it for free because you do it, first of all, because you hate the enemy. And you fear that it might actually do damage to the rest of the world, expand and grow. And eventually even make it to your shores, infiltrate you, screw up your family, hurt or even destroy your government. At least all the total combinations of all the enemies out there over time with erosion and so on. You know, if they really are real bad, if they're bad enough, you're not going to be able to stop people from going there in their own damn boat and shoot up a bunch of bad guys. See, that's how you're supposed to react. That's how, I don't know if I'm too close to the mic. This thing picks up, kind of overdrives. Oh, I'm kind of hot, damn it. Wearing extra clothes. Took me like 15 minutes just to get the other ones off. I have to lean sort of towards this mic, and it wasn't buffering as good as I thought in the, it wasn't controlling the muffling sound as much as I thought. And that really ruins the show. I gotta check in chat. But Yemenis are being under attack. Remember what I told you, it's just the escalation towards the official World War III. How do you know you're in World War III? A lot of reasons, but to call it a world war, it has to include all the nations they consider worldly. It has to consider all the United Nations nations, first of all, most of them at least, all the major ones. There are certain ones they're not going to include. It won't matter. You think World War II was about the whole world? No, it wasn't. It sort of was in a mild kind of way. No, it was about, no, World War I was freaking European, Europe war. World War II was a European war that America got dragged into in the end. America, not the Canadians, not South Americans, not Australians. Oh, Australians did have some battles. I forgot their history exactly. You know, we had help from different countries and stuff. No, they keep calling world wars that were never the world war. They sort of were because they had the Axis and powers, and they included Japan and, you know, China eventually sort of got involved, and really they created China, eventually created the Soviet Union and all that, and agitated the Middle East even more, aggravated every country, played the different money games, played everybody for and against each other, created everything to become unstable. Now, we're kind of at war with Russia. It's not officially declared we're at war with Russia. So are they going to claim it? We are in World War III. It is World War III already. It's been that way. And it began when the moment World War II was officially declared over. All right. Then we were in World War III. Now it's culminating to the final climax, which is a manly term. A masculine term usually has to do with war and the reasons for a lot of war. And in order for World War III to really be called World War III officially later on, after it's all over, they will have to include every major country. Every major country will be involved, and certainly the entire Middle East, period, end of story. And it must fit into the biblical and a few other prophecies, not to mention astronomical, astrological. Anyway, I think I saw Pat Radabit back. I haven't seen him in a while. I guess it hasn't been too long. But I forgot who else. I saw something I was going to that was interesting in host chat briefly last night. I was able to check. I didn't have internet. I was expecting to not have internet two more weekends, but this weekend, maybe tomorrow night, I do. And then next weekend and the weekend after, I'll probably not have it, so I won't be here then. I can't really plan guests. All right, let me get the sidebar on, see if what I sound like. Let me try to get in chat. Oh, wait. Ah, okay. Crypt Rikt, here's me. I said Rikt. That sounds German, doesn't it? Rikt. Richter. Hey, thanks, buddy. And I'm surprised to be on. I had to compress a lot of things today. Kitty did come back again. Now he's hanging around. He peed on my frickin' blanket. It had to be the cat. Couldn't be the rat. Did do that in the past. But I think because the rat did it in that corner on something else which bled through to the blanket, and that it was a little musty from drops dripping on part of it from the ceiling dew and from rain leaking, both. I have to have rain shield blankets over me that I have to take off and let dry all the time. So if it gets cold, it's going to drip really big condensation raindrops on me. Probably more than some rain. And then when it rains, if it rains enough, then it starts to leak, and that leaks on me. And usually it leaks more, but the drops are smaller. The condensation drops are much bigger. Sometimes they're like rain, actual rain inside. Not so much this year as last end of winter or something. But cat, pretty sure is a girl. I might call it Frisky after my grandmother's cat, because it's getting frisky. Now I can pet it. Now I can most of the time I can, if it approaches me first, I can pet it. The whole thing now, the neck and the head and you know, they love the side of their chin mostly, and of course the back down of the tail. We all know. But then it just kind of dropped down to almost play a couple times. Like it's been outside in the woods getting all kinds of things under its claws, and it's already caused me to swell up by hooking into me a couple times. I still itch. At night I itch from the, and it's just about healed and gone. When the cat got me twice in the past, but it was an accident. Those spots would be mostly good in the day, itch a little bit in the day sometimes, scratch and go away. It's making me itch it now. But that's like probably from prickers, walking the dog and stuff now. But at night, it would like kind of swell up. I was like, I don't know, mites or something. I'm not sure. You know, got something under my skin. Damn it, I'm sweating. These are new clothes. I got to take this off. Hold on. In a minute. Oh, I do not want these getting dirty too fast. I want to hold back. These are my outer layers. I don't sweat. I'm not even able to get to work if I were to have work. And until all the totes are perfectly safe, which they're getting close to being, I wouldn't be able to even make any next moves anyway. So the stuff in my totes are my future. And there is no future with anything else at all. You're all doomed if you're all going out with the job concept. Now, the problem is, generally here we talk about jobs were being ruined. And with the good free market of the past and all kinds of protection measures with the government all gotten around now. Everything's becoming a monopoly. Then the coronavirus whacks and hit jobs, and the debasing of our currency, and the basically all jobs are owned by the globalists. And they're going to do the thing with the coronavirus kind of stuff in the future, or they're going to do war act stuff and all kinds of things where they're going to force you to comply, and they're going to drive everyone to their knees. You don't want to be in the system, and you need extra discipline, and you have to do everything ahead of time, way in advance. You have to begin and start to pull out of things and to start other things, independent measures, way years, decades, or from the start of your life. For ahead of time, it takes a long time to build up in the right direction and to test things out and to save money or buy the right things or see if the garden is going to work out and all kinds of things. I got news for you. No garden is going to save you. Now, a few people, you'll be saved by it. Your life will be extended. You'll have greater life for a longer time. And some of you might be caught in the middle. The few survivors not caught in the smart cities. The few. I mean very few. That aren't suffering and just outright dying all the time or just simply not advanced, but they haven't killed you off yet. And they don't need to if they see that you're going to die anyway and just die off. Around some of the smart cities, what they do plan as hedging their bets kind of thing, they don't want this really, but one of their plans is to have cities, decrepit cities, left to be seen by the smart city people outside of the dome. Always be an example. Always to be an example of the stupid people. What the stupid people did, they tried to live on their own. They're like wild beasts and animals. And it's just like the movie everyone talks about here, you know, like with Soma and everything. I forget the name of it now. I will remember it later. And anyway, you know what? I'm forgetting. I'm not sure how to. I don't know too much to say about Yemen. See, we're building up the Middle East war stuff. But anyway, this is a donation station. The only way we have ever stayed on air, and the only way we're going to stay on air, and the only way I'll be able to have a platform at all to even volunteer on here, like all of us volunteer hosts, is if you donate. And frankly, we should get a lot more donations than we do. But again, I always say, I know your circumstance. But a lot of people hedge their bets thinking somebody else is going to do it, and I'll do it next time, I'll do it next month, I'll do it 6 months from now, I'll do it when I pull out of this, I'll pull it when I, as soon as the bills are down. No. Forget that. You donate at least $1 to $5 or more, or just, you know, to hell with you. For those who have it. If you've got it, you better donate it. And this is about your lives, the entire future of mankind. Everything on this station is. It was to prevent a clash with the government in the future and as a way to guarantee free speech not be ruined by the conglomerates. All jobs, for the most part, all money is owned by the government, and the real secret governments own all the governments. So people say the corporation really owns the government, and they're right, but secret governments run the corporation. The corporation is a military covert art op wing. They're not businesses. Business corrupt people don't run everything. They are run. They're cult members. And they're bribed and bought up and everything else. Plus, they're super greedy and they've got all kinds of problems. And some of them are super smart. Now, I go with the issue that the super geniuses are running the planet. And a lot of the knowledge they have was stolen by actual geniuses. But a lot of actual super geniuses are really the elite. They do have ultra high technology. The ones at the very, very top probably can go to, well, they could probably blow up the sun with antimatter. It's not antimatter weapons that would do it. It's scalar weapon frequency based, code based, universal code mathematic, geometrical formation signals that cause things to go wrong. And it's just getting close to the time when our sun will blow up anyway. And maybe we have a lot more time than they really imply or say. But, you know, the globalists do a lot of things. Most of the people that work for the globalists are intentionally hired morons or very smart because they were given information. And the others were smarter because they stole the information. And the given information was stolen information. It's all military information. And secret corporation bought up patents, locked down patents, patent right. They buy up the rights of patents. They don't necessarily put a gag order on anything. They just buy the, all right, they just buy it. So it's legal. They bought it. You sold it to them. You were the inventor. You showed them the blueprints. You showed them the math. Here's all the facts, all the statistics. Here's the videos. Now we have videos of everything. It works. Here's the real model. Hell, I can make 20 of them tomorrow. Hey, keep one. All right. Free energy motor. There you go. All right. You're right. I like that. We could do business. Sure. Now it's, you know, generally like the oil companies, the oil and car industry, known for the cement shoes, are because of the free energy stuff or any super good anything that would just be too good for a car, too good for efficiency, too good for it'll blow anything that would have blown out OPEC or blown out the oil company's super profit. They would have killed you for. You know, so they either got you through the military directly, our government, or they got you first through the corporation. Either way, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. They bought it. They said, all right, you know what? That is really good. I like that. Oh, the world could use that. Oh, my God, that's going to save the government. That's going to boost our government and our military light years ahead. We'll never be dominated by a single enemy. We want this. Yes. We'll pay a lot of money for it. How about we'll give you $10 million. And if you're poor, you're likely poor or greedy because you bought into the idea. Hey, I'm going to work my way up in a big company. I'm going to make a lot of money. I make 50 a grand. I make 100 a grand. Ha, 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 ha. I'm going to have a nice portfolio. I got this and I'm going to retire nicely and I'm going to send my kids to college. How about you? I get a pool. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm gonna work my way up. I'm gonna be the CEO. I might make $150,000 a year by the time I'm done. Man, I'm gonna save money. I'm gonna have 401k. I'm gonna invest in the stock market. I got a man. I got somebody. Oh man, these people are greedy. They're like, this is the norm. This is how you know civilization is in decline. And it is in decline. It's not going up, and you're not going to save it. It's gonna crash and burn. Period. It is in decline. People are generally greedy or just go with the flow in the money kind of way, the business kind of idea about making it rich. I'm going to work for a company. I'm going to work my way up. I'm going to start my company. And most people don't really start companies really to get rich. They want to get rich, but they're not trying to be like a billionaire. They're hoping to become a millionaire or just be completely set till they retire nicely. And it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out. Some work out nice. And some make it pretty big. Some make it even bigger. Some make it even bigger. And then some really are pretty rich. Then you get the super insiders. People want to be rich and they want to hit the biggest lotteries and all that. But the other business people mostly don't even care about starting their own business. First, they're not going to take care of themselves. They want the money. They want to be part of the system. They've given into it. It's the norm now. And the way to get the money is normally to work. And then maybe if you save enough money from working for someone who's already rich and or the government, tax paid, labor force, tax paid, then you get the people who will invest into a business. And then you get the next level people. They just skip it. Just skip that. Skip it. I'm not going to invest in a business. I'm going to work my way up in this company. This is a great company, and this is a big, well-known company, guys. Family, cousins, friends. Look how big I am. Look, I'm working my way up. I can do it. Hell, in 10, 20 years, I'll have tenure and I'll be senior this and I'll run the whole thing. Who gives a damn? That's pretty much what people are after. Like, yeah, I'm in a big company now. And if you go to a college to be a scientist, you're like, oh, I got in the company. Yeah, they're going to pay for everything. Oh, yeah. I'm going to free lab. They're going to free chemicals, free this, free that. Oh, man, baby, they're not thinking I'm going to be a real scientist and truly research while they're going to work or just farming their own land. That's not – if you went to college to be a scientist, you're not a scientist. And you're never going to be one. You're not one. You understand? I know what a real scientist was. I was a self-declared inventor, I think, when I was 7. And then by the time I was 9, let me see, was it 9? Yeah, by the time I was 9, I was a self-declared scientist. And then by the time, I don't know, teens, I was a self-declared scientist philosopher. So first, well, I declared philosopher officially. But I had to include everything as one because I was a universalist. I'm a real scientist. Now, did I ever have a lot of money? Did I ever have a lab? Didn't make any difference. Real scientists care about learning and figuring stuff out, new stuff, a new take. What did they miss? What are they not thinking about right? What can we see now with the new tools? What does this all add up to be now that we have more time in life than we used to? I have more time to spend to look around all the current outer data already on the open market and out in the world and in school. And then you add it all up and say, well, that contradicts that, but that kind of helps that out, and that kind of helps the other thing out. And if that's tweaked a little bit, and if their measurements were off by 10% here and 1% over here, bam, got it. Whoa, I can do stuff. Whoa, I can use my mind. Hell, I did it. All right, you know how many times I did that? I don't either. Now, if you get your brain working, I don't think you're even going to need an Android body in the future for anyone who believes in Android bodies. I think we will. I think I would want a perfected one someday, some kind of manufactured one we personally make ourselves for ourselves. You could say a lot of people could blend technology with biology in a way, as long as it's artificial one way or the other. Genetic engineering or 3D printing up some kind of biological combined technological object that looks exactly like a normal human or anything you want it to and could transform and look, you know, pretty much any way you want would be my goal. But ultimately, that would be temporary, too, because the goal is ultimately to leave the physical universe, period, forever, for no more comeback. That's it. So let me get back to donation, though. You need to donate to keep us on air. And I need your donations. Not a lot of people donate. When they do, they've helped me out pretty good, some people. And of course, friends and some of the hosts as well. It gives people like us hope. Keeps us moving on. And I know exactly how to spend money. To go back to the money thing, see, the station just wants to be able to stay on air. Now, I would first of all repair everything and then move forward to regain my life back in many ways, very rapidly, then get back on track with a few people I know in the past, build my damn samples, which wouldn't take long. It would be a slickety split. I won't need a job after that, okay? I'm not going back to work in any major long-term anything, first of all. There's never going to be able to help me. I already tried that route, or ruined me. Barely made it out alive because I have extra things happen to me that you do not have happen to you because of who I am and what I've already attempted to do. Now, I already did all the work. I already know the answers. I already know what I need to build and do, and I already have most of the parts. I already know who to go to. So believe me, it would take me probably 10 times, 20 times longer just to finally get a job if I were to even begin the process, which I'm not able to do. Of any jobs, it would never pay me enough to do anything. Nothing. I would be exactly where the government would want me and where all of you are going and half of you already are. You'd be stuck in the middle. You're never, ever going to have enough money. You never will. You're not going to. You're trapped. You are trapped. And you're going to lose a lot of your, just most of you are going to lose your homes anyway. Even the ones doing good. That's it. You're going to be done. Especially people who are doing good because you put a lot of money into, you have a much higher debt ratio than anybody else. Not just credit cards and a financed car. You got financed boats. You got financed all kinds of things. Gadgets, tools. You got your original mortgage. And then on top of that mortgage, you got a mortgage extension, probably for a home extension and home repair. Extra loan on top of that. And you know what that does? Like I told you, you know what it does? That causes the value of your home to go up, which does what? Causes your taxes to go up. Yeah, that's right. Your permanent every year taxes every so many months. Yeah, you don't want that freaking loan. Getting the loan means you have to pay it back. It means you have to pay it back with interest. And it means you're going to have to pay more taxes too for the rest of your life. You're never getting out of debt. And if you die in debt, you're going to hell. Now, there's only one way out of that I don't want to tell you, and I've already told it. Now, if you haven't listened, oh well, too bad. There's only one way out of that, or you could say two. If you already have good past karmic balance, if you're already moving and guaranteed to keep moving forward, you already did way, way, way offset that in past lives by leaps and bounds. You probably don't have it to worry about if in your next life or afterlife you're never going to do anything bad or wrong. Not going to be perfect, but, you know, generally a move forward. So the good news is, you know, if you died early by an accident or age or something, you know, the house does get sold. And at least part of the debt does get paid. So part of your karmic debt is paid off. You're still going to owe karmically in your next life. Now, the problem is there's no more time for that. The reason we're all in the mess we're in is because we gained way too much karmic debt thousands of years ago. We've been gradually going through these mundane, bad lives for eons. To first just learn and to pay the past. You haven't caught up with the 1,000-year-old past or 10,000, 2,000, or 100 year at least. Certainly not this lifetime. You can't be taking out any debts of any kind at all. You already have secret past karmic bad balance. That's the secret of the ages. That's the secret of the masters. That's the secret why they're hounding and killing you and don't mind doing it. They know you owe the universe anyway. You owe it pain. You owe it loss. And they themselves don't believe in debt at all. They believe they're debt free. They're not. But that's how they rationalize it. They're rationalizers. Half of them would be completely right for doing what they're doing. And the other half is completely evil as you think about them as being evil. And they're going to pay really hard. Really, really hard. They're going to be reviewed someday. They're being reviewed now. The white hats are not going to stop anything. At least not for a long time. And it's really going to be very hard pressed for the beings in charge to not send them directly straight to hell. Again, a figure of speech. I mean, for a long time. See, the word is this. We see these things pop up around us about turning into a police state in the black boxes where they want to torture you and interrogation box places, all kinds of things. And then like prison maxes, bigger prisons and FEMA camp prisons and stuff. And they put in the movies things like, not Back to the Future, or what do you call it, Men in Black. The one of the last ones, you know, they had Prison Max or Max Prison or something like that, right? On the moon. Now, they were getting ready to have Elon Musk and other declarations of going to space. So they wanted things to include the moon. And they want the false flag alien attack thing to come, the fake crisis to happen. So they wanted to put these seeds of thought in your head. But they also wanted to make sure there's a prison in the movie, a maximum prison, like so many, many movies that have been popped up over the years. Prison Max. That means a maximum sentence, but I'm talking about a spiritual reincarnation, abyssal, etheric, afterlife, and included in this life. Maximum sentence for these people. You need to declare war on them. You need to capture them, or at least make declarations. These people who have run the world into the ground, run your lives into the ground, run your kids into the ground, taken your kids away, ruined your freaking everything. They need hardcore sentencing, like maximum. So when the so-called angels or aliens arrive or whatever might be good in the future that's coming, some kind of messiah, whatever you believe in, if whatever realistic version of that actually does come back, come here, or somewhere else in the universe, they come to get these damn bastards, or you get them in the future, some future life, when you finally remember and figure it out and find them in space like the freaking Borg. You need to declare maximum sentencing. That means death sentences, that means torture, that means every level depth, the deepest hell you could send them to, according to their exact deeds and their exact circumstances, how they got captured by the state or how they agreed to it, exact logics they have. Really, those sentences can be divided up easily into 99 layers at least, 99 to 1,000 or more. But you really need to lay it hard. The universe, the highest beings that let things go the longest amount of time, let the worst things happen to the most amount of people for the longest amount of time. When they finally get around to it, they need to be like, all right, it really did go completely bad, totally bad. They really are super bad. It's been fully thought of. It's been fully analyzed. Their soul has been measured. Their mind has been probed. Their brain has been probed. The history has been sought through. The data has come in. All of the data. It wasn't the show they put on. They really were skating the thin ice, trying to get away with a bunch of things in really thin, thin show that the universe could really tell they were getting away with contract law, like just skating on thin ice in every law and every bad thing they try to do and try to get you to do and get you to get caught up in the contract law and to make agreements with them by coercion, and you think it's going to be temporary or you can get out of it later or make up for it easy. No, they knew that. They set all the standards for failure on purpose. Once the intention comes out and the evil hatred and seething lack of caring comes out, when they're probed, maximum sentence, baby. Prison Max. Universal Prison Max. Space and time Prison Max. These people are time lords. They listen, look, they're supposed to be like throughout the entire universe. Main centers, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, all just scattered in between each other, all intercombined through like highways in outer space and time, tunnels through space and time. All the bad guys have their tunnels, all the good guys have their tunnels, and then there's some joined in the middle everyone shares. And they're going back and forth in time, screwing with every planet, every being in the afterlife, in the real life, in 3D, everything. They're ruling they got main super hubs. Main super, super hubs that just can't be undone. They have massive power across the universe, across vast distances, beyond what we can see with the Hubble telescope. And they've gathered all the information on how to screw with all your minds, all your money, all warfare, all weapons, all transportation, everything. Hyperspace travel, everything. Medical solutions, everything. When they get caught, finally, when you catch them, when you finally catch up and get your freaking lives straight, then you'll know what I'm talking about. You better, that's it. Prison max, baby, prison max. See, they want prison max for you. That was the intention. But now you need to flip it back on them. Full sentence, baby. We're going into the break. It's time to donate. Get on the homepage. Get in chat. I'm going to try to get in chat. I got to do laundry right now and help somebody cook with checks on. All right. I'll try to be back in five-ish. All right. Donate. Damn it. I can't get this mouse to work either. Hold on. All right. Here we go. Back to five-ish. Donate.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Interrupt your normally scheduled programming to bring you this important broadcasting announcement.
Now is the time to explore your greatest potential, embracing truth, health, and wellness while discarding the system and exposing its corruption. Experience true freedom every Saturday night between 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from Studio B. It's the Jonathan Wright Show.
Find it right here at revolution.radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes. so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-voloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grand meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Argon with Bill Grant, only at Revolution Radio.
Okay, I don't know if the promo thing, I assume I'm a little late, I'm not sure. Trying to do laundry, trying to check someone using a crock pot thing. I had to eat my supper that I had already cooked before the show and could not eat. And I don't know, just a few other things. So I am back. This is your host, Bill Grant. On Argon, hopefully the speech here hasn't really been too muffled bad for every month for years, for all I know. I don't know. Since I've been using this mic, the desk mic, it's kind of a big, sort of nice one. But the way I have to kind of lean on my elbows and stuff forward, it was making me too close. And I know it sounded like crap, so oopsie, my mistake, your fault. That's the world's fault, right? I blame you. I blame the world. No, the government, you know, the government is the corporations, corporate blah, so on, so on. Anyway, it's the 13th, January 13th. And, of course, we made it to 2024 when that crisscrossy moon happens pretty soon. April-ish, April 24th, I kind of forget. I used to know. They're all irrelevant to me now. It's all orchestrated. There's nothing you can do about almost anything except save yourself and as many people as you can around you. Slow the globalists down. And there's a chance, sure. There is a chance. There are all kinds of ways, all kinds of things we could do. But most people are not going to do them. They'll always wait till it's too late. And it already is in many respects. And a lot of them already did learn the lessons because they already got whacked. They already lost their business. They hurt us. They hurt us, some of them. Now they lost a bit. That's it. Coronavirus. Ooh, scary virus. Put your mask on. Take the shot. Get in line and get out of the streets. And don't you dare make money. Only us people can make money. And so everyone who's left standing is the ones who are either about to fall, intentionally going to be shutting down on purpose soon. Because the bosses are going to do that. Doesn't matter what you little workers care, think about. Remember what I said. You can take over anything. It's not necessarily communist. You know, you can kick out any mayor, any governor, anything, anytime the general people ever decide to. It's called an emergency call. It's emergency act. I forgot the exact terms and terminologies and all that. But people can just up and say, that's it. We're doing it now. We're kicking you out. It's an emergency. Everything's failed. You're a failure. We don't believe in you. We don't trust you. It doesn't matter if you have any dirt on them. They convinced you to wait no matter what. to always wait, to always hold back, because there's always some legal jargon. Legal. They weren't caught. We didn't officially catch. Oh, we didn't legally catch them? Oh, then they must be good. I voted for them. I'm smart. I'm good. I vote. I pay. I donate. I'm talking about to your mayor and this and that. Oh, I helped them run. They're usually scumbags. Yeah, people you think are nice or cool or good or on freedom. They're not. They're not. Well, they're not enough. They really don't know about it enough. Everybody was already gone to school. You already grew up in a TV, cartoon, school and news culture, period. You got used to the judges. All those judge shows they put on years and years ago were citizens training to try to get you to believe, first of all, there is order, and second of all, if not first, that is how it's going to be. We're going to tell you what to do. The judge is going to make that decision, and you are bound to it. Instead of just saying, we're overthrowing the whole system. This is a scam. This is a sham. You're all idiots. It's all the facade of paperwork. They made it sound good. They made it sound plausible. They made it sound virtuous. They made themselves sound all kinds of things. They made it so that you never will get up and get off your ass in mass to do anything important, unless they want you to. Like when you rally for Trump. Oh, he played a good game. He's playing a good game, but he's not. Trust me, he's not a good guy. And even if he is, you should not think so. You should hedge your bets anyway, because there's too many signs. We know all the tricks they play. The government's gone. There's no more DOJ. Everything's rotten to the core. Everything's gone. It doesn't matter about Trump anyway. It doesn't make any difference. There's no time to waste or wait for things to go through the legitimate normal paths anymore anyway. The normal paths have already been shot down. They don't use them. You didn't, and you're not getting them. But you keep saying, oh, January 6th, oh, January 6th people are, you know, in jail unfairly, and they've kept there longer than they should and not treated right. And, oh, there's some hearings where it's looking like they're all going to get free. Maybe they are now. I'm not positive. Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. You went with the letter of the law, which was not the letter of the law, because they made this facade about be civil and follow the best nation's plan there is on earth, the freest. It's not perfect, but it's the best we come up with. No, it isn't. It's far from what thousands of people have come up with better, improved, maybe the same, but way better improved. No, they know what you're going to do. They know you're weak. They know the masses in general are weak. And even when you're not weak, you're still going to wait and think everyone's on top of it when they're not. You're just waiting for the herd to all agree at the same time. And then you're not going to. You're all divided like to the nth degree. Just so divided, it's not even funny. So taken by TV and movies. I sort of fell for it since I was a kid, of course. Had a lot of reasons to. Almost ended up acting and staying in acting and everything else. All kinds of things along those lines, but that's another story. Anyway, again, welcome back to Argonne on Revolution Radio. I didn't say Revolution Radio earlier at the beginning of the show. Again, we are a donation station. We rely on donations only to stay on air. We think we hit 13 years now. I'm not sure. I doubt it's 14, maybe. Might not really be 13. It might really be 12. But if you go by some official creation, it might be 13. I don't really know. I'm not sure. But I'm kind of keep getting all scraped up and banged up outside. It's itching and pulling my damn scab. Probably making a scar. Anyway, real quick again, the cat's probably a girl. And so, probably not going to go with Pumpkin. Pumpkin's kind of too long of a name anyway. It's not quick. Maybe Frisky. Maybe back to Peaches. It's not really peachy. Not really exactly a cream, kind of a cream cat. It's orange, of course, like I said. There's not that many orange things in the world, but, you know, I did see some orange, orange with black Orioles today, a whole flock. That was kind of cool. Singing in the tree. Always like those. But the least color of anything other than pink skin itself, bear skin, is pink. Pink. Nothing's pink. Anytime it's been pink, it's because bacteria's in their feathers or fur or skin. Just about nothing is pink at all. And like I said, if it's not skin directly, skin itself, and because there's red blood under the white skin, tan skin and so on, it's not pink. It's really not pink anyway. Nothing's pink. And but there's not too many orange things exactly either. I mean, orange flowers, there's orange birds and all that, but it just about everything's like some kind of, originally everything was probably gray to green and brown. Gray to brown, then green, and then a bright green, and then so on, and then blue and other colors. But, you know, you got red eyes. Red eyes are pretty cool. And I keep sort of being visited, I think, by a being that has particularly really cool colored eyes. There's multicolored ones. There's certain types of blue ones. And there's gold ones, and there's gold skin beings out there. Sort of like a, not like metal looking, just like, it's like almost like a gold powder, almost like a makeup gold around their face and on their skin and stuff. Which in reality, if you saw someone like that, that's, you know, chances are that's kind of what it would be. Yeah, no doubt. If not, remember what I said years ago, that you who don't know, one of the things I told you that was coming over 10 years ago, since the very beginning, they're going to start tattoo issues back up again, more and more and more, because they're building up to the tattoo and the chip. People keep talking about the chips under the skin. Before, they were talking about the chips in the brain. Before, they were talking about nanotech amongst in all of your cells, your whole body, and connected to your heart and stuff. And, but I kind of said it all briefly here and there. But the one thing I said also, one medical thing that has already sort of begun to come out, at the time I said it would come out, I don't know whatever happened to it since, but it will come out again. It was part of the issue to try to get chips in everybody, under everyone's skin, computer chips, microchips and stuff, amongst all the other stuff for tracking and for controlling. But for medical reasons, they wanted the tattoo stuff too, because all the tattoos were going to have the nanotech implants, all micro implant stuff. And they were going to be glass. A lot of things was meant to be made out of glass. And some of it really ultimately secretly was going to be other things. Different materials like carbon and silver and some of the normal things that our body does not attack. I think tungsten steel is okay. I forgot what it is. Maybe I'm thinking titanium instead. But other than like Teflon, certain types of Teflon, if done right, and certain coatings our immune system won't attack. Like if you put fake bones in your and splints or whatever, different things in your bones and in your body. Platinum, at least it's not as bad or something. But see, I don't know when it's going to come out. Really, really be well known. It already did officially start to be announced years ago. And it was supposed to be bracelets, tattoo bracelets. They were gold. Going to have gold ink. That's still going to happen. So gold is going to go up in value, first of all. And they want a lot of gold also for that reason. And they want everybody to be tattooed, and they need it to be gold for those that are not allergic, and for the right certain types of specific kind of gold, and for the mixes and alloys they're going to use. The gold is going to be injected into your skin in the shape of a bracelet around your wrist and your legs and on your head and neck. It's going to go in a full circle. It's going to be electrical. Your body is going to be infused with an electrical device that will, electricity will be going into your and out of your body through these connected to, the leads will be connected to a microchip under your skin and above your skin out of it, and it will have platinum leads. We're talking gold ink, though. We're talking tattoo ink. That was one of the build-up reasons for the tattoo ink. Tattooing kept building in over time, and kind of kept throwing more and more of that in the movies and shows and even commercials and stuff. They want everybody chipped. They want everybody tattooed. They want you marked. They want you to have an identity like a license plate on you. See, I used to say, do you wear a license plate on your back? You're going to wear a license plate on your back, hang off your neck, if the government tells you you can't walk down the sidewalk without one? Well, that's the same thing you're doing with the car. And you're all totally used to the car with the license plate on it. You shouldn't be. Nobody should need a license. No one should need all kinds of things for those. Nobody would want to. The natural evolution of any technology and any travel thing, everybody wants stability and safety. You want it too bad. You developed it wrongly. You developed it too cautiously and by force when it wasn't necessary. And there'd be so much more, so many better things, so many better cars and better batteries and better transmissions, better tires and better shapes and everything better. And the roads would be better. You don't even really need the roads. You don't need to pay taxes for them to do the roads. And anytime you want to go to the store should pay for the roads. I don't mean to your door. I mean at least in the area where they're all stores. They should all get together and say, hey, I want people to come to my store. I want them to like it here. Let's collectively, or let's have a nice parking lot. A lot of them don't even, they have shit parking lots. They want you to go to this store, you get a crap, it's ugly as hell, it's bumpy, it's just not good in your car and tires. It's just not great, if nothing else. They just look ugly. Do you really want that? You want a world like this, everyone's skimping because they got some super loan over their head, they can barely make it, they can barely sell their hokum. Made from Chinese slaves anyway. You can barely pop it out because some corporate, super government, conglomerate, global, super corporation skimming and maxing people slave labor out. They've outdone you because they had enough money from government money to buy the best, newest, latest, most efficient, fastest technology to save them the most amount of money so that they put everybody else out of business. They drive everybody in to make you work there and try to just, that's your life now. Your life isn't working on the farm, building your own home, cutting your own wood. It's not even making your own metal products or 3D printing anything or fixing your own computer by going to the quarry, melting your own metal, forging it all, doing it all on your own or within groups. No, they want the globalist company to catch you all, put you all out of business, make you dependent on just the concept of money and the concept of a job that you're never going to get out of and the concept of a mortgage you're never going to pay before you die. And you thought it was all going to work out well when we never had any of this before they invented it. It didn't work out. Science and new inventions made things a lot easier and a lot funner. But really, life got harder and harder in many ways, except for the certain groups that really just got fatter and fatter because their jobs were too easy. They got paid way too good in order to screw you over to keep the status quo by office work, doing the little, you know, some phone call work and all that kind of stuff. They just sit at a desk all day long. They're a salesman or a boss or a supervisor or something to do with nothing, something that's not productive. Everything that doesn't produce food or product, physical, first, survival product, second of all, physical product to buy that you would like. And if they don't produce good stuff to last your lifetime to pass on to your kids, if you choose to have some, if you so choose to sign up for this adventure, you know how it goes. I mean, it's a shell game. They suckered you all. To just sum it up, you're suckers. You gave into the money system. You gave into the job system. They planned on whacking the entire finance, they planned on whacking the money here at key points, and they did, and they just did it again. They're going to do it one more time. It's going to be gone. That's it. They're just stringing you along. They locked you into a factory life. They locked you into your freaking one home. If you're not making more money than you deserve doing next to nothing for a high paycheck, which really is like supervisory, accounting, legal, maybe even some inventors and engineering work or whatever. I mean, maybe some programmer or something. Okay, whatever. All right, you're a good salesman, whatever. You're not producing. You're certainly not inventing. You don't have your own business. You certainly don't have a super business. You might go to Supermax, though. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get this drink. I'm so thirsty. Damn, just water tonight. Okay. Okay, I'm back. All right, anyway, if the sound gets bad, let me know. Damn it, I didn't have time to get in chat. Anyway, hello. Oh, man, I mean, Rick, I know you're probably busy and just hearing intermittently, but if you want to join me, since we kind of all sort of planned on coming back together again, it's too late now. It's too late. Maybe tomorrow night, maybe next week. Maybe talk Lazar. I did want to look up the Joe Rogan interview with Bob Lazar. That you guys talked about, Mario, at least that video. I'm trying to see the messages, but let's see if they're for me. Not all, just the one was for me. Okay. All right. Let me try to get in chat. I kind of lost track of what the hell I'm doing. All right. So they had always planned on World War III. It was going to take three world wars to totally, basically lock the whole world down and force at least the beginning to the end, the beginning of the end, final beginning of the end, or the complete permanent end of the rest of the world as individual nations, in other words, the one world order. And it might take more than that, but of course they already plan on a lot more than that. And in a subtle way, they already pulled part of that off with the threat from space. Already they've been doing the asteroid thing from space for a long time. Oh, here comes another one. Here comes another one. Oh, a near miss. Oh, another near miss. Oh, this one came between the moon and the Earth. Oh, this one came between, even closer between the Earth. Oh, astronomically, that's so super. Oh, my God. Oh, all right. They're fundraising, plus they're terrorists anyway, so they're going to pull that card. And they probably threw it our way in the first place. All right. All right, let me see. I'm going to try to type this. all right. This will get me to the homepage, which will get me to chat. But if I have the homepage up and chat, it might not connect. Might cut into the show. So they want everyone locked down, and they want you. They want to throw the book at you for any crime, and they want everything to be a crime. And they want to send you away hardcore, and they treat you like the scummiest animals of the universe. When you just do mild things wrong, if you do anything wrong at all, they just see the slightest thing wrong as the ultimate crime in the universe, as the ultimate evil, which is ultimate scum to them. That's really their rationale and excuse. And they try to lock you up and find you and hurt you hard, very carelessly, very coldly, very ruthlessly. In just normal courts, just normal day-to-day routine traffic stop issues and all kinds of things from laws that should have never become laws at all, should never have become hard crimes. Judges should be much more intelligent and understand all kinds of gradient differences and reasonings and everything else. Sometimes they're too easy on you. Sometimes they're way too hard. But they want to throw the book at you all. And they're going to be harder and harder and harder now. And everything's going to be a crime. They want you to just go to jail for life and just shut your life down. And or work for them. So you need to turn it around and make sure it's the same for them. Completely. Maximum sentence, huh? Oh, you want to send me to maximum prison? Oh, supermax, because why? No, that's not supposed to be wrong or legal. You're an idiot. See, you know there's something wrong when it's illegal to yell at a judge, to raise your voice in a courtroom, to call the judge an ass. You can't do that. You are not in a free country, baby. It's not free. I know your logic, some of you, a lot of you, your response. No, forget your logic. They're supposed to be able to take it. You are supposed to believe what you believe. You believe he's wrong? You believe he's wrong. You think he's an ass? He's an ass. I hear, heard you. Now he knows what you think about him. That's fine. It's irrelevant to the crime, if it was a crime at all. It doesn't make any difference. You can yell and scream and shout all you damn well want at a judge in a free country. Now, if you were guilty and you're trying to get away from a crime and you think they're stupid and they're not, and then they finally lock you down and they're like, we know your past, we know your history, plus they secretly know about you. And I don't mean by doing things illegally. I mean through their friends and relatives and what they knew about you on the street growing up. They know you're a scumbag, a lot of you. They know what you're doing. Cops know what you're doing now. A lot of cops shouldn't care what you're doing in some cases. Well, they should care and be concerned only in, maybe they should cry at night over you. But it certainly shouldn't be an actual lockdown crime. A lot of crimes are not crimes. It's strictly opinion, and I do mean opinion in the light form of definition. And as to what's wrong, not criminal. And it was always sliding towards complete tyranny. It was always predicted and planned. It was always seen as sliding that way. It was always obvious they were chipping away at all your rights. Their attitudes were changing. The people were agreeing more and more with the government, complying easier and easier. Because you all just simply want the money and retire and go away and brag, have bragging rights as to how much money you made and how comfortable you are now and how stupid everybody else was in your family or people you're competing with still from high school or earlier in your head. And you don't know a damn thing about how to maintain freedom or how to get a good future at all. You're just about the money. And it's not exactly a wrong thing in itself. But if you don't understand, things have to develop and grow, and they have to continue growing without stagnation in the positive direction, indefinitely, forever, with maintained push, maintained, indefinite striving and guaranteeing and forcing of the people forward. Or it does and will go backwards. Not might. Will. And so it is. You just better hang on to your hat if you have one. You better get one while you can. And don't forget to turn it into a scarf. Because you're going to need one around your neck when they cut your heat off and your electricity. Because you all gave in to the monopoly system. I just talked to someone here tonight. They were like, I forgot how it started, but it was like, we've had the same electric company here since I was a little girl. And we have a choice. We have two companies. Two companies. You know how many? First of all, you don't need electricity. You don't need any company. Second of all, you could buy electricity from your neighbor. No. First of all, you don't need it. Second of all, you can have your own generator or any source of heat of any kind, if you choose to, of 50 different methods and sources. You can just get on your own and do on your own. And then you can maybe extend that out to neighbors. People, I know a guy who owns a small stream generator. It's a business. He sells electricity to his neighbors. It doesn't sell a lot. It didn't cost him a lot. He bought like a little mini stream and tiny waterfall generator. He has a business. It's a business. You don't need the big monopoly corporations for Tesla tech that they didn't give you anyway. Yeah, they give you AC power to transmit it. The AC was the worst thing that could have happened. And first of all, it's dangerous. And I'm not talking like Edison. You know, the signal from it can cause cancer and everything. Now, yeah, I'd rather have AC current, but see, all it did was help the globalists. It just helped them extend their reach to more customers to get everybody on the grid. Now, if it was DC current, it would be a million freaking companies close by to your house. It would be your neighbor. Your neighbor would just have it in his house. It would just be generating electricity for a few neighbors around him, making a little profit. But he didn't lose a lot to get it. He makes his own anyway, saving money. You have a choice. You can switch on and off. This guy, his generator runs on coal. Hell, I get coal sometimes. Hey, I got trees over here myself. Sometimes he gets it. Sometimes he powers it with stuff from his garden. Sometimes it's this. Sometimes it's oil. Sometimes it's gas. Sometimes it's the other gas. Sometimes it's something else. Sometimes it's solar and wind now. Hell, he doesn't sell electricity. He just sells parts so you can build it yourself. Hell, I'm going to that company. I just want just give me the turbine. I'll put it together. Good, good. I don't need to sell you electricity. The model is to continuously sell you everything to keep you on the hook indefinitely, and it switched over to becoming mandatory. It was all monopolized a long time ago. You got one main freaking generator company in your town. It's basically run or somehow subsidized, or it's somehow owned by the globalists. It's somehow manipulated by them. Up and down cost, and it's not really a free market at all. And then you have to pay it, and you're in debt to them, and they might cut it off. And how else are you going to get it? So I tried to tell them, I said, your choices of places to go to for electricity should be like 500 choices, maybe 1,000. And you don't need it, and you could have done it yourself, and you get a fireplace. So if you had choices, everyone's trying to get your business, if it's a good business, and they're going to try to sell it to you as cheaper than the other guy, you're going to get the best deal. All right, a lot of you know free market here. It is not a free market. It's run by the government now anyway. And people are like, well, that's what it costs. Well, they raised it. Well, they raised it because you paid them. That's the reason they raised it. You all give into it. They think it's totally normal. Everyone thinks everything is normal now. Everything is normalized now. You're done. You're a finished race. You're completely captured. They talk about a captive audience. They laugh when they say it. They mean it. And you are. You're captivated by the screen, the TV. You are captured. Captured entirely. Every which way and loose. That was kind of a good movie. Of the 70s. So I'm like, you know, you're not supposed to come back with an answer like that. No one's supposed to think that's normal. People think it's normal for the last 70 years. It's not. It's not supposed to be. Just make your own electricity. I'm not talking free energy. I'm not talking etheric free energy. Yeah, I mean, you just get a bunch of magnets and get your own damn wire, rotate the damn thing. Hell, make every time you run on a riding bike, I mean, of course they sell them. That's the plan, to get you all running on little bikes to in your home and at the coffee shop to power everything, power all your devices. They want you to have as many devices as possible because they want you powering them forever, nonstop. And the thing about powering devices is that it's not like turning a light on here and there and running your refrigerator or turning a stove on here and there or a microwave in a home. Everything that you power in a power device world, new world, is all charge up. They want everything to be a chargeable system. Everything's chargeable batteries. And the reason they like that is they sell it, it costs you more to buy it. They use it for leverage in all kinds of reasons, just to get the materials for it. But it comes down to you lose energy every time you charge up a battery. They want that. They want you to continue to lose energy. In order to use your little device that only uses a couple watts or whatever, they want you to lose 20 watts or 100. But they want it to be permanent. And the banks are now driving everybody to force everyone, including me now, forcing me to have a phone to get into my bank account. I must get a message with the code back from them in order for me on the phone. I don't have a phone, and I didn't want one. And I told them, and they knew, I wanted anything to go to my email. And that is not how the world has been going, as people like me have been telling you, and it's not going that way. Now everything's just about a complete full monopoly. They already have plans for every bank, every single bank they got a plan for. You're being folded into the fold. You're going in, baby. You're getting crunched in. You're going in. It's all going down. It's all going absorbed and crashing. You're going to be doing exactly what they want you to do. And that is the most dangerous thing in the world, to be on a smart grid using Wi-Fi signals, in particular on a 5G system, not hardwired, especially. Not only is it not cable anymore, it's not even fiber optic cable, which it should be. And it's all monopolized, and it's going to be finally completely consolidated anytime now. But they're all on the same page anyway. And they had demanded everyone has a phone. They demand it. Just like in Australia, where's your phone? Are you with your phone? Are you by your phone? You better report to us in 5 minutes or the police are coming to your door. They mean it. They want your tracking system on you. And that gold bracelet thing is part of it. So they're going to have gold ink tattooed into your wrist and in a circle around you in some kind of design, like already normal tattoo designs, like the rope designs for as a major one, as the major one. And wavy lines, and it's going to be electrical. It's going to send electricity from the chip, the computer microchip. It's going to have a battery in it, and then some will be powered by you. So it'll be the matrix stuff, and the heat of your skin and stuff, the heat of your body, and the motion of your body. But 5G will actually power it as well. Actually power it. All the 5G signals around, you're going to power it. And their intent is they pick up electricity, they'll trickle charge it right up the wazoo over time, all the time. They can do it now. Cell phones do it now. That's how they backdoor your phones, even if they're dead. They'll just power it by 5G. You're in a 5G system, they can power your phone. Just enough for them to screw with it or listen to you or whatever. And, you know, they plan on upping all that from every angle, every single angle, every single angle. Get you on the smart grid, but get your body in the smart grid. Your body will be through vaccines and so on and these kind of bracelet techs, and you're going to be willingly wearing them. Hell, when you get your fake eye in the future, they're going to be tracked. Whatever you see, they're going to see. You see how that works? Spies wear them now. Spies have been wearing them for 20 years. Well, more than 20. They've had fake eyes for like, I don't know how long. A fake bionic eye. Replace one guy's eye. Like somebody, let's say you knew somebody, we called them Patch in high school. Later on, you didn't know the government. They joined the government or something. Hey, you want to be a spy? Hey, this group over here, we got work for you. We'll replace your eye. Just the one that doesn't work. I'm not talking both. Sure. It doesn't work anyway. Hell, there's no eye in it. Well, they'll pop in a fake eye. I'll just tell people, some people, yeah, isn't this great? I mean, if I finally got one, it cost me a lot of money. I financed it or whatever, and only sold an arm to get it. Now I just have to get my arm. So that's a robot eye. It's not that it hooks up to their brain, and it's not that it did hook up to their brain, because it did not. It was just a round ball. But it actually had transmission ability and picture ability. At least they started up with picture ability. They just take some pictures up to a certain limit when they got to where they needed to go. Snap some pictures, get the evidence back or whatever. Ooh, super spy, super spy. It's just an idiot. Just an idiot. Sycophant. You know, think he's James Bond when James Bond is a global enemy to everybody. So, is a globalist and so on. He's just going around knocking out the competition, right? Hell, all the supervillains you see in James Bond movies are probably right. And they're like, we got to stop these evil freaking, these damn evil governments and corporations. We got to get big and secret, and we just got to take them out. They're just ruling everybody into the ground. We know what their real plans are, extinction, blah, blah, blah. Hell, they rise up. They start to get smart and good. The people, some leaks and the monitoring, they see them with their secret satellites, and they send in James Bond. They don't want competition, baby. First of all, they don't want to be attacked. They don't want competition. They don't want another supervillain equaling them. Hell no. See, that's really what the stories are about. They actually did rise up to try to equal and take down the crown a long time ago. The stories are about those groups that got recaptured. Elon Musk is probably head of one of them. He's probably captured by them, his family and so on. They tried to take him down. They tried to take those families down, but they also did try to, some of them did plan on taking over the world in sort of the same lines as the monarchists and everybody else. So technocrats were doing that. They were kind of new in a way. They were part of it from the start, but major immediate branch offs happen on their own anyway, too. What is James Bond about? A, certain other groups trying to take you over and replace your secret rulers now, or trying to save the world. So James Bond went around conquering people that were saving the world. And you clapped and cheered time and time again. So did I when I was a kid. You know? But, no. Not for it anymore. Sir Knight Anthony was sired by the Queen with a nice sword. Probably shiny, too. I like Sir Anthony Hopkins. Oh, he's been a great actor. He's probably in on a whole bunch of stuff now. In the name of the crown. Maybe he just felt good to do. You know, doesn't really know much about it. Not really exactly sure. I was going to meet him. I would have met him if on Joe Black's set. I was supposed to. And I would have if kind of I screwed it up, but along with the others. But I probably would have ended up marrying a girl who this other guy ended up meeting and marrying that I would have met. That's how life goes. But see, then I would not have continued on my free energy adventure and my other adventures. Damn, we're getting close to near the end of the hour. Solaris Blue Ravens coming up next on A. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope, as Dreamer on Dreamer, 10 to midnight on Studio A. You got to donate to keep us on air. You got to donate to just keep free speech alive for one, as long as we can. As long as we can. Any host, you're in chat. You ever use the archives, you would pay something. I know a lot of you on government assistance and, you know, have medical needs. And you know, bedridden. I know. I know you can barely afford even the cup of coffee. And you even need that. Or you just probably want to slit your wrist. I'm sorry. I know. In that case, just listen. This is a gift. Okay, it's a gift from everyone here, but anyone who has the ability at all, who has any common sense, knows the world does not operate really free. Nothing's free. Life isn't free. You being born isn't free. Not anything. Not any amount of data is free. TV isn't free. It cost you your lives already. You're already gone. Your minds, your lives, your brain, your creativity, your striving, blown to hell. It's gone. Most of you. Most everyone. And it matters what happens to the masses. It doesn't matter about you. You don't matter. Only the whole matters. See, the good earth is the one where everybody leaps forward and has an awesome, awesome future. Not the one where you have a pretty good future, which is probably not even that great. Or maybe you're super rich and you rape kids, or you're just super greedy and, yeah, you're having a great grand old time for sure. That is Gangster in Paradise place, what I say sometimes. And I do like that song, and I never did see the movie. But Michelle Pfeiffer, she still had it then. You know, listen to the words in that song. It's pretty true. Gangsters in Paradise. This is paradise. This is paradise for them. And paradise is a biblical term. It's also a cosmological term. And that has a lot to do with the New Age stuff, you know. But it could be. It should have been. It could have been. But it's not paradise. It's only paradise mostly for the rich, and all that's going to be taken away from those that never really deserved it. And the super rich who really was intent on always grabbing everything and going for the full end at any cost, they'll get it. They'll get a hell of a lot more. They'll get their goal. One half of them are going to be right for doing every bad thing they've done to you and every one of us. And one half is going to go to hell. You need to make sure they all go to hell if you can. They want to throw the book at you. Now you need to throw the book at them. But you're the one who's supposed to determine what the laws are, not them. Now they got you afraid of the government, and you know what that means. They've always told you, you've been warned. Everyone's been warned. You know, when the government fears the people, you get freedom. When the people fear the government, and they now do. Most of you all do. You all comply. Just about, for the most part, all of everybody. One place or the other, in business, to keep your business going, or to save your home from losing it to foreclosure from taxes. Now, I'm not talking pay your mortgage. I mean tax issues. You shouldn't have to pay taxes. If you do, you're supposed to be the one to decide how much it is as a group. And when times get tough, the government is supposed to lower taxes, not the other way around. They say, well, we need more programs for more people. Oh, you know, war is happening now. Now we need even more taxes. Oh, there's all these problems in this sector over here. And if we put more taxes over here, we'll save the bridge. We'll help your car maintenance with the new bridge. We'll help you get to better jobs over the water and this and that, and come up with excuse after excuse for another boondoggle after boondoggle, war machine after war machine, and new division after new division to keep claiming more. The worse it gets, the more they'll take, and the more they'll be able to take, because the more afraid you are. And because less and less people are going to come to your rescue until some places in the end. But those groups aren't going to be, you're not going to stop the majority crash. And you're never going to bounce back, with some very few examples of which I hope to be part of. Very, very few, select few on earth, I really hope and do plan to create, to thrive, us, to completely thrive in certain groups, sparse and scattered across the globe, and hopefully even further, in spite of the complete, practical, total win of the globalist, self-proclaimed elite. Now, the elite doesn't mean evil. It means they're elite. It means they are the smartest and the best. Now, they claim to be the smartest and the best, and they do have the most amount of knowledge and the greatest powers on earth to attack everything. That doesn't mean they have the greatest intention. They, on paper, have the greatest intention. One of my dream visions included something to do with the bank president getting ready to go around to inspect banks for the purpose of restructuring. By the way, everybody get ready for even more. If you're in the banking business as a supervisor, it's time for you to get out. Get out of it. Find another job. That's what it was telling me. A lot of supervisors are going to jump ship. Bank CEOs and stuff. You need to go to a, you have to be careful. You got to jump ship in some cases in particular. They're going to be unfair about what they're going to say. The presidents. And they're getting ready to close a bunch of more banks down and consolidate and become more and more merged partners, a lot of mergers, more and more. They're about to do it again. And you need to, in some cases, go to another bank. You can still work for a bank. I wouldn't know which ones to tell you to work for. Maybe a credit union for now or something. I don't know. Get ready to lose your job is what I'm saying. Get ready to jump ship first. Or wait till they try to come up with certain changes and then you object and quit because of it. Then it's on record officially why you quit and that you were against it. And you might even have some legal suits possibly, I don't know, in the future about some stuff. But I see a bunch of banks not being able to keep their places clean in some cases because they won't even be able to afford before they collapse. They won't even be able to afford cleaners. Not enough, like not all the time, not like every night, not every week or something. I see clutter building up between doors, all kinds of stuff. Right in the lobby where the customers go, like they just won't be able to keep up with it. That's what's going to happen. In fact, I've seen some weird damage of stuff for kids' toys. I think associated with that somehow. Toys for Tots, I don't know if I should uplift them or put them down. I thanked them from when I was a kid and my big brother who used to work for them. Not a real big brother, but like a YMCA type big brother, something like that. I kind of miss saying that around Christmas. So anyway, it's just about the end of the show. They cut the archive recordings off right about now to 1 minute or so. But again, it's the 13th, January 13, 2024. This is the year a lot of bad, more things happen to prepare you for more war in the future. So what Mike Adams did say correctly, as I say things like this in the past and occasionally, the Yemen attacks are really deprive you of a ton of money to do useless attacks. A way to the corporate. You're going to need resupply missiles at huge cost. It's a fundraiser.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest.